In 2013, a group of people who were interested in queer history met at the home of the late Stuart Butler. Stuart, who was 83 at the time, showed them dozens of boxes of papers he had collected and saved throughout his 35-year career as an LGBT plus activist. Stuart then asked the group what was going to happen to his archives when something happened to him. The result was the creation of the LGBT plus Archives Project of Louisiana. The Archives Project chronicles the cultural and historical materials of the LGBT plus community in Louisiana. The mission of the project is to preserve, protect, promote, and encourage the preservation of these materials and make them available for future generations to access for research and study.
Quiet Conversations is proud to have the LGBT plus Archives Project of Louisiana as a part of this podcast. If you'd like to contribute, please visit them at lgbtarchives.org/donate/. That's lgbtarchives.org/donate/. Acknowledging and celebrating our differences is essential in hearing another person's views, as it can help you approach conversations with a willingness to learn. Keep in mind that your peers may also have different reasons motivating their viewpoints and actions. My name is Arthur Saverio, and welcome to Quiet Conversations. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Quiet Conversations. In today's episode, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Grammy and Dove Award winner Reba Rambo. Reba is an artist who has a unique writing style and a voice that was born in the deep, dark hollers of Walnut Grove, Kentucky. Since starting this podcast, I've been furthering my learning skills and techniques. I've done a couple of writing workshops, and I've came across some quotes that I would like to share with you. "The scariest moment is always just before you start," Stephen King. "Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work," Stephen King. "Write what you love, and finally, don't underestimate your reader," Stephen Rio. "When I stop working, the rest of the day is posthumous. I'm really only alive when I'm writing," Tennessee Williams. "Success is blocked by concentrating on it and planning for it. Success is shy. It won't come out while you're watching," Tennessee Williams. "With a friend like you, each morning starts the conversations in love. Just talk and laugh over the coffee cup. Lord, with a friend like you," Reba Rambo. This conversation is dedicated to all of the prodigal tribe out there that I've grown so close to since starting this journey in social media. I can't think of any conversation better to share on Christmas Day with all of you than this one with my friend Reba Rambo. Reba, I love you, boo. Merry Christmas to you and all of the people out there listening.
This call is being recorded.
These damn mountains, I can't get the signal.
Okay.
So I had to get a Zoom thing to be able to call regular people. And
right.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I've been busy. You know, we've been doing quite a bit of traveling and things, but I'm home now for the holidays, so I'm excited about that.
Let's talk a little bit about interview time, interview voice, Arthur Hat Change. What are you doing now, babe?
Well, it's been interesting. The last 5 years has been quite a roller coaster ride. I didn't do anything much for a while, except I did a lot of writing, but I felt like my life actually started over again. And in retrospect, that's good. But when you're going through hell, it's not fun. But I'm writing a lot now, and I've started doing some concerts and started doing some speaking or whatever. I mean, I'm not trying to buy a bus or have a gospel group. I have learned that I still have something to say, maybe more so than I ever have. You know, my voice is a little bit different. It's a little bit lower. But you know what? It's still, it ain't home, but it ain't bad.
Well, I'm going to say this. Ain't nobody sing like Reba Rambo. And that's true. You know that. You sing from your soul. And that's something that not a lot of people, especially in today's world, know how to do.
Well, and, you know, I'm 72 years young. I don't feel 72. I feel about 40. I feel like now I just have more to say. You know, it's got some seasoning on it. When I watch all the old Patti LaBelle, was phenomenal, but now I watch her and go, she really knows what she's singing.
And that's true.
I think, yeah, pain and wounds, they bring out something in you. especially when you learn that there's no place you go that God isn't there with you. You make your bed in hell, he'll be right there with you. He will never leave us or forsake us. Is as much a threat as it is a promise. There was times in the past 5 years that I was so angry, and I honestly told God I didn't want anything to do with him anymore if this is the way it was going to be. And I'm grateful that he didn't pay a lot of attention to me. He knew it was just the pain talking. For a while now, I've seen him be a friend, a husband, a helper, everything that I've had need of. And also, he has worked through people. But Jesus has showed up in a whole bunch of people that have stuck with me and have been there and just let me cry when I needed to.
You know who your friends are when you need them.
Boy, I have that line, the first line of the song, "'Cause trouble always shows you who your friends are." And that's the truth. Isn't that a good thing to know? It's a great thing to know who you can really count on, who you can really trust.
Quality, not quantity.
Right, right. And I'm so blessed to have, you know, my kids are amazing. They have circled the wagons around me and have been awesome. You know, Israel comes by every day that I'm home. It may just be a few minutes, but he comes by. He's got a key. They all got keys just to check in and what do you need, which is, you know, really, really precious.
That's good raising.
Well, mom and dad did right. I hope I've done a few things right with my kids. I really like my kids. I hear a lot of parents talk about their children like they don't even want to be around them during holidays and stuff. You know, if my kids wanted to move in, if I had a bigger house, I'd let them.
Oh, Rainbow Mountain.
So how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm a little bit in transition, and I've been for a while. As friend Reba Rambo says, Moses has been in the desert, and Moses comes out the desert.
Uh-huh.
Moses go back in the desert to learn the same lessons, but in a different way. And
right.
I think that's what it was about.
Good. Yeah, we all have to go back to school occasionally.
The thing is, for me, is this time I was willing to learn something different, which was doing this podcast, and to realize that, you know what? Of course, you don't know how to do it, but if we start somewhere,
right,
it's not going to be perfect, but expand upon it and get it better. So I'm grateful.
But you've always been a good interviewer, even if there wasn't a podcast being. You just always have had great questions, even as just a friend.
Well, I have interest in people I ask questions to. So, yeah, but thank you. So you're writing music?
Mm-hmm. I am. There's a label in town that has shown great interest in doing a project on me. And so I think we're going to start with just a couple of songs and kind of see how we feel about it. And I'm not going to go back and try to redo everything I've already done, because first of all, the budget that we had back then is totally not the same. You know, we use full orchestras and that sort of thing. And that now you can't really afford to do that unless you're a huge name. Sure, that's what I'd even want anyway. It's interesting to figure out what do I really want to say. You know, I'm still asking myself, because I've got a couple hundred songs sitting here staring me in the face. I've got a couple hundred that I believe in strongly, but I'm like, you know, if I had one more song to sing, what would it be? If I had one more message to give, I'm not planning on dying tomorrow or nothing, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the season of life, what I end with, even if that's 20 more years or whatever it is, it's important. First and last words are important.
And you know what, probably what it is to Reba, you know, what you're feeling in that moment is going to be probably what you need to, and whatever it is, it's going to be fabulous. But, you know, in that moment is probably there. And I can't imagine having that many good songs, not just that many songs, but that many good songs. That's got to be hard.
It's very difficult because they're so, I write everything from very Southern gospel to, you know, of course, some songs I couldn't record on a gospel album because they're just not where that is. But I've written my pain. I remember I was writing a song and I was crying and snotting and carrying on. It was something that I needed to do for me. I started making the ending, everything's going to be okay, it's all going to be all right. Destiny said to me, "Mom, I give you permission to not write a happy ending on everything. Sit in your pain and don't be ashamed of it." I totally changed the ending of the song and just said, you know what, I'm going to be vulnerable. And even on the album Confessions, the first half is blood and tears on the vinyl. And the second half, it starts coming around. And you want that. You want to be like the psalmist David, even if you start in the pit, you end up in the palace. But there are times that life doesn't end in the palace right then. It may end up there later on. But in that moment, to give an authentic voice to what I'm feeling, you know, I'm not afraid to do that anymore.
Confessions is my go-to for happy and my go-to for sad, because the thing there are people that are listening is on one of the songs is, "Where's everyone gone? Lord, I'm feeling forsaken." And then the other side, this happy thing about with a friend like you. We talk and laugh.
And in this journey in the last 5 years, I've had both. I've had moments literally, Arthur, where I looked over and Jesus was on my bed and looked at me and said, I'll be a husband to you. I've had moments that were that strong spiritually that I can't even tell you how life-altering they were. The good news is he's always there. He didn't leave me or forsake me, and he didn't get so mad at me that he threw me out, threw me to the curb. He has loved me through it all and understood me. I have learned a love in him that, you think you love somebody. You know, I thought I loved my children when they were first born. But the depth of love that I have now for them is so much greater than that because I was just getting to know them. I hadn't had life experiences with them like I have now. But when that tall drink of water of a son of mine walks in, I mean, he bear hugs me and I'm like, I just love your gut. You know, but when he was a baby, I was oohing and aahing, but I didn't know him. And I've learned with the Lord, I feel like the last 5 years I've really got to know him in a much more deeper and intimate way.
That's got to be a gift to those kids that it's not so, as we were raised, the sons of preachers and the daughters of gospel singers and having to be perfect and represent the church, all that. That's a whole different message. That's got to be great for them, empowering for you.
And you know what? My kids, I have learned there is nothing they can do to make me love them any more or any less. And when you really get that with the Lord, there's nothing you can do to make him love you anymore or make him love you any less. His love is unconditional. It's unending. Really, it's constant. No matter if I'm acting good or acting terrible. I'm telling you, I'm not going. I can hear Jennifer all the day in my head.
Well, I'll say this now for people out there listening. I'm very grateful that you are the voice for so many of us. Most of us have passed and some of us are still here. And I think basically the younger kids who heard when Lady and Confessions and Lady Dive was released to hear the things that we've heard. Like last night, I had a cry yesterday or today, my friends in Black Mountain and our whole prodigal thing with Reba Rambo and the album and the song and the whole group of us that love it. And this woman wrote a song about the prodigal wasn't going home anymore because that was where the pigsty was at her home and that she was leaving. And so, Lord, last night I just had this moment where I broke down, Reba, listening to The Prodigal for 999th time. It means something different. That's a good song.
Thank you. Just the other night, I went over to Ron and Nancy Oates' house. You know, he wrote the music with The Prodigal, or helped me write it. And it was so fun sitting there after all these years talking and sharing and realizing. You know, we wrote things that were over our head back in the day. You know, we wrote them almost prophetically. So sometimes I would be writing something going, wow, I didn't know that. And now to look back on it and go, really, the Lord was really speaking to us through the music and helping to grow us up.
And still, we're still growing.
Oh, and the great news, you know, I love to learn. I really do. I'm a very good student. Even on writing, I probably have 50 books on writing, something that is, you know, it's a passion of mine. I will never stop learning. And that's the good thing with the Lord. He is ever increasing. God himself is ever increasing. So no matter how much I learn, even in the heavenly dimension, whatever you think that is, still ahead of me, and I can still have a place to go and continue to learn. That there's something about that I find so intriguing and so fascinating and so wonderful. I don't want to sit around munching Concord grapes and angel food cake. I want to continue. I want to continue learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that you're a good student, Arthur. You have that within you that you're always on this quest. There's got to be something else. There's something more, and there always is.
Yeah. And we've it seems that every time it's like a new discovery, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a, you know, the friend that Jesus is, I'm learning the many facets of him, like a diamond with so many facets. But the friend part of Jesus, the way he takes up for me, the way he doesn't talk bad about me, no matter what I've done, love covers. And no. It's just amazing when I get to really know, you know, what's that old TV show, What's My Line? And they say, will the real John Smith please stand up? I mean, mm-hmm. lately I keep hearing, will the real Jesus please stand up? Because when he stands up, I go, you're greater than I ever knew you were. You're more fun than I ever knew you were.
But seriously, it's like, oh, we've been through all this, excuse my language, crap, yeah. and we can still laugh and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it was an interesting journey because I didn't realize, because I hummed, you've been around, you know, I hum to myself and sing to myself all the time. But 5 years ago, I wasn't humming, singing, nothing. But I was staying with my daughter Destiny and her husband Joel in Charlotte. One morning, Destiny was washing dishes, and I walked in, and she said, Mom, you never hum anymore. You never sing anymore. I hadn't even realized it. I had actually lost my song. About a year later, same scenario, we're back in her kitchen. This time I'm washing dishes and humming and singing. She started to cry and said, Mom, you found your song again. You know, and the Lord can help us all find our song again. And maybe a different song than we have ever sung before. But I promise you, he has a way about him. Whew.
Well, I found out for me with doing my impersonation thing was that it wasn't, you know how you're doing the same thing over and over, like you're going to try to be the Rambo backup singer. And all of a sudden, them shoes don't fit no more.
Right.
You know, you could try, right. You could try and sing harmony and sing harmony, but the more you do it, and then you step out and it's like, well, shit, as Leslie Jordan would say, well, you know, what does this mean? And it's like, just hang on, you're going to find out.
Yeah. So proud of you to see you maturing and still the same crazy guy, but mature. And that's awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
There's so many songs that haven't been sung. There's too many roads I ain't traveled up on. There's too many smiles waiting around the bend. There's so much sunshine I ain't felt on my skin. Ain't giving up now. Reba Rambo. Quiet Conversations is written and researched by me and produced with the best of the information that I have found at the time of this broadcast. The speakers' views, thoughts, and opinions expressed here are the speakers' own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of myself, this podcast, or anyone else. The material information presented here is for entertainment purposes only. The Quiet Conversations podcast name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of me, Arthur Saverio, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, comment, and follow on Apple Podcasts. My name is Arthur Saverio, and I thank you for joining us.
If they ask you what day it is, tell them it's your day. If they ask you how it's going, tell them it's going your way. If they ask you what time it is, tell them it's your time. And no matter how dark it gets, go on and shine. sunshine. Go on and sigh. No matter how dark it gets, go on and shine. Just remember, don't forget, life is too short for regrets. And no matter how dark it gets, go on and shine.